Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion about transitions in life. And a point I want to make today is that growth comes through your openness and your ability to make transitions in life. So you have to be open to those transitions, and you have to be willing to move forward with those transitions. Now, sometimes those transitions are forced. So the example I see there is I have a 14-year-old daughter who was going from a very, very small private middle school to a huge high school. Now, she doesn't really have an option. She's got to continue. She has to go to ninth grade. And in doing that, she's going to become part of a much bigger population. But there are other times where it is really incumbent upon you to bring on the transition yourself. So let's assume that you're in a relationship with someone that it's just an unhealthy relationship. Things are not going well and you're miserable, right? That is a forced transition. You could stay in that relationship, you could continue to be miserable, or you can do something about it. And doing something about it means really going through a pretty major transition in your life because you're changing what you're doing day to day because that person is no longer going to be part of your life. If you're working in a dead-end job, it's a similar situation, right? If you're going to uproot yourself, that requires a pretty major transition. You're going to quit your job or you're going to find another one and you're going to change from one thing to another. Again, strong transition, and that transition means that you are the one that's choosing to make it. And so in the first example with my daughter, where there's no choice, resisting the inevitable is just, it's futile. Why would you do that? Because if you do, it's going to lead to stress and aggravation. And in the end, if there's nothing you can do about it anyway, what's the point? Right? You just have to accept what is. But in the other two examples I gave you, you can accept the status quo and you can live an unfulfilled life with that person that makes you unhappy, or you can continue in that dead-end job that really doesn't do anything for you. But then, again, you're unfulfilled. So the key here is making a transition to strive to improve your life. And in doing that, you grow. When you take on new experiences, you grow. And as you grow and as you take on these new things, life becomes more fulfilling. And as I suggested earlier in the week, you can never see the whole picture, right? Certain things happen for a reason, and very often the outcome can end up being much better than the current situation that you're in. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe, and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I just ask you for the opportunity to be that person for you. Just commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to complete our discussion on transitions, but for today, I just want you to realize that growth comes through your openness and your ability to make the transitions in life. Stop worrying about the outcome. Stop worrying about what's going to happen. If it's inevitable, make the transition and accept what is. And if you find yourself in a bad situation, push yourself to make that transition to improve your life. If you want to take a deeper dive on anything we talked about, go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.